Mobile.
Four ULP monitoring.
HV. Okay. Four QHV monitoring. Yeah. Just wanted to let you know everything's all fine in my neck of the woods here. We seem to, I didn't really have a whole lot of damage here, got it all cleaned up. Just wanted to let you know that we're all okay.
That was good to know. I hadn't heard you on the repeater much lately. And Alexander, if you're still in there, hello to you, and good to hear you on the repeater also.
Yes, I've tried to find a new job, you know, and it's taken up a lot of my time. The floor is pretty small, so the guy that owns it has decided to, I guess, step away from the R&D and design side of things, and he wants to focus on manufacturing. And since, you know, he doesn't really do any of his own design manufacturers for other people, you know, that really leaves me without much to do.
To hear that, and I hope you find something quickly. I don't know. Don't know exactly what to say on that one, Nick.
No worries, Patrick. It's actually a blessing in disguise. I have already found, I've already secured another position. I have an offer, and it's over double what I'm getting paid now, so pretty excited for that.
What a reason then, wasn't it?
You know, I helped this guy start the business that he's got right now in his garage there, and we worked up to a pretty nice facility at this point, you know, and I guess it's run its course, you know. It's time for my services to be applied to somewhere else.
Taking care of you in the meantime.
You know, I learned a lot, and, you know, really, I was able to get this position because of how much I've learned working there, and I'm very thankful for that. And he has agreed to allow me to keep working while I search for employment, you know. So it's just a little bit different what I've been doing. I've been doing more, like, fabricating and stuff like that instead of what I, you know, what I normally would do.
I'm glad to hear that. But are you still interested in doing the net control?
Yeah, you bet. I've emailed Dave, and, you know, he sent out an email to a group of us, and I think he's going to try and get a Zoom meeting going sometime this week, and we should be on that, you know? So things are going to start to return to normal for me here pretty soon, and I should have a lot more time to be able to enjoy this hobby.
You know, after the last 2 weeks, we've had quite a few people come out of the woodworks to help with the net control.
Yes, for you guys, you know, I know that you have been extremely busy running the systems here and helping everybody out with everything that's gone down recently, and we greatly appreciate that, man. You're an asset that no one else can ever replace.
Appreciate that, but like I tell everybody else, I can't do it without everybody on the other end of the radio.
Well, I just wanted to give you an update real quick and let you know kind of what's been going on and why I've been scarce recently. I also need to go ahead and run a wire through my firewall, you know, and get that radio permanently installed in my car. So that's the other reason why you guys haven't heard me much frequently, is because I removed the radio from my vehicle just because the power line was running around the outside, and I wanted to go ahead and get that taken care of.
I would, too. I wouldn't want to leave it hanging out there like that.
My God, man, it's good to hear from you, and I'll probably hear you tonight. So this is, I'll be clear on your final here.
Hey, Nick, and good to hear you, and glad everything's working out for you. Sorry you had to go through that, but it sounds like it's for the better, so good to hear that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Patrick, it was nice talking to you for a brief moment here, and this is KQ4QHV, clear.
Before ULP, monitoring. Alexander, KO4HKX here. How are you doing? Well, good. I hope you and your family weathered the storm well down there.
Thankfully, we had no damage whatsoever to our property. How about you guys?
It's here where I'm located now. I have not been to my other property to check on it yet. I've had so much going on. Just haven't had time.
I want to thank you also for running the repeater during the storm. I heard you on there quite a few times.
Like I just told Nick, it was my pleasure, but I couldn't do it without everybody else on the other end of the radio being willing to help out with information and put feet and wheels to it sometimes. It was awesome to see the community come together as one.
I had a few chances listening now and then, so I didn't hear a lot of what was going on. I was more busy helping. I got some businesses that were flooded.
Personally, there was quite a few, and hopefully they get recovered fairly quickly.
So, too. So, just out of curiosity, are you running the tool truck again after the storm, or are you, what's going on there?
Tool truck, this will probably be my first full week back since the storm. I tried to work last week, and Monday morning the tool truck decided it was not ready to do that, so it broke down and cost me 2 days of that week. So, you know, it is what it is. Probably saving me from...
What was the matter with the tool truck?
EF pump and level sensor went out on it, so it was emissions-related stuff.
So what you've been up to besides anything besides running the repeater and dual truck?
I see it lately, and helping the neighbors around here clean up and take care of them. I had one elderly couple up above me. They had a mudslide during Friday morning and took their well, both their cars, and blocked them in the house. So we had to go dig them out of the house and open the doors back up. Thankfully, it did not damage the house. So that was a good thing. It just blocked up the doors. And so I had to run my little generator for them and the rest of the neighborhood so they could keep refrigerators cold and his oxygen machine going.
It's amazing how many landslides and flooding down trees there were from the storm. We also know someone had a landslide on their property. Luckily, the house wasn't damaged, but just broke a few windows.
This mudslide hit it right, the house right in the side, and I don't know how it didn't damage it, but thankfully it didn't.
That'd be hard to imagine, but those mudslides have a lot of force, so. Yeah, and also my great aunt had a tree fall on her house, pretty much cut the house in half. Luckily, she was at the other end of the house when it happened, but, we helped a little bit clean that up a little bit, too.
Well, I'm glad nobody got hurt. There was a lot of people that did get hurt during the storm from trees falling on them and on vehicles and houses. I know quite a few that sustained quite a bit of damage from trees and whatnot falling.
I mean, tomorrow I'll be going up to help someone that we know. They're both of their bridges washed out that they used to get out of their house, and also part of the road washed out that the subdivision that they live in. It's a gravel road, so, you know, it's kind of up a mountain, and they've been using a four-wheeler to get the mile from the house down to where the bridges are and then walk across the bridges and use a borrowed car. But the four-wheeler quit on them, so I'm going to go up in tomorrow and see if I can figure out what's the matter with it.
Well, Alexander, with your skill set, I'm sure you'll have it up and running in no time. Hopefully it's something minor and easy to take care of for them. But I am going to jump out of here. It's good to hear you. And please be come around more often so we can keep track of what's going on with you. And love to hear from you.
I know I haven't been on the air that much. Generally, when I come up here to the shack, I turn on the HF on 10 meters and see I can play around with there, but I'll definitely try to get on the repeater a little bit more often. So I guess I'll say 7-3s for now, and we have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Like I said, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and good to hear from you. And just come join us more often, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear, 7-3.